This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up, The Boy and the Heron soars to win the weekend domestic box office. This is your IGN Daily Update. But first, Uncharted star Mark Wahlberg has said the script for the second film has already been written, despite no official word on a sequel to the Tom Holland starring adaptation. In an interview with The Direct, Mark Wahlberg briefly discussed Uncharted 2, saying it's still being developed and is exploring a few different routes. "I've heard lots of different ideas. I know somebody's written a script, and they're still working on it," Wahlberg said. The Uncharted movie was released in 2022 as more of a prequel to the Naughty Dog action-adventure series instead of a direct adaptation. The film proved quite successful for Sony Pictures, hitting $139 million at the global box office during its opening weekend. Shortly after, Sony Pictures Motion Picture Group chairman and CEO Tom Rothman said Uncharted was a new hit movie franchise for the company. Up next, cooperative horror title Lethal Company has introduced a hilarious arachnophobia mode as part of its Frosty update, which adopts a unique approach to making the spider enemies a little less scary. Joining the arachnophobia mode craze that took off in 2023, which replaces spiders with something less terrifying, Lethal Company developer Zeekers decided to take a lighthearted and literal approach. Players can now completely replace the infamous bunker spider's eight-legged form with a 3D model of the word spider. When killed, the word is simply turned upside down to indicate the newly deceased nature of the now alphabet-based foe. Several other games like Hogwarts Legacy, Grounded, and Star Wars Jedi Survivor have included arachnophobia toggles that altered the character models of spider-like enemies to make them less menacing or remove them altogether. Lethal Company took the horror gaming community by storm when it entered early access on October 23rd, with many praising its spooky gameplay loop and proximity voice chat. It racked up 100,000 concurrent players in a month and spawned countless viral moments, including one clip that showcased the fear inspired by the giant bunker spiders encountered while scavenging the indoor sections of the map for loot. And the modding team behind Skyrim Together has announced it is canceling work on its Starfield multiplayer mode. As reported by VG247, a modder revealed on the Skyrim Together Discord server that the modding team planned to create a similar mod for Starfield, but the project has since been shelved. Skyrim Together was released in 2022 as a mod that brought multiplayer to the beloved Bethesda game and soon surpassed 80,000 downloads. The reason given for giving up on Starfield Together was due to the team's lack of interest in Starfield. They complained about the quality of the game and said they had no reason to continue creating the mod as a result. Starfield was released a few months back and quickly became a big hit for Bethesda. While it may not be everyone's cup of tea, Starfield has become the biggest launch in Bethesda history, surpassing 10 million players just 3 weeks after its release. Studio Ghibli's The Boy and the Heron has soared high enough to win the domestic weekend box office, with ticket sales of $12.8 million in North America. As reported by Comscore, the movie that once was thought to be legendary director Hayao Miyazaki's last film added another $2.4 million overseas to help make its international total reach $101.4 million. Globally, The Boy and the Heron has surpassed $114.2 million. Miyazaki had previously come out of retirement to make The Boy and the Heron, but Studio Ghibli producer Toshio Suzuki shared he is already hard at work on his next movie. Hunger Games: The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is continuing its impressive run at the box office by taking second in its fourth week in theaters, with domestic ticket sales totaling $9.4 million. The Hunger Games prequel has earned $135.6 million in North America and $278.9 million globally. While it is not out yet in North America until December 15th, Wonka won the global box office with golden ticket sales of $43.2 million. Domestically, Godzilla Minus One roared into third place with $8.3 million. Trolls Band Together placed fourth with $6.2 million, and Wish rounded out the top five with $5.3 million. That's your IGN Daily News. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcast through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.